It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is Dan Amatuzzi, the beverage director at Eataly. Let's talk about some suggestions for wine pairing for upcoming Easter dinner. What are you recommending?
Wine is like anything in food. There's a lot of seasonality to consider. And so there's kind of this tendency to go towards lighter wine, be it white or red. But as the weather's getting warmer, the cuisine is changing. It's actually like white wines or rosé wines are pretty much like the norm for this time of year. So a lot of white wines, rosé wines, and just more approachable, aromatic, lighter wines.
Do you have any specific favorites that you'd like to suggest?
There's a producer in the Piedmont named Elvio Cogno who makes some great white wines and also red wine. And he makes a very interesting white wine called Nascetta. It's from an indigenous grape, but it kind of drinks like a Riesling. It's medium to full body, but really dry. But it has a striking mineral profile, good like lemon and lime fruit profile, just fresh, good for food, but also just sipping outside.
What's your recommendation for chilling that kind of wine?
Chilling wines, if they're too cold, you know, if you put them in the refrigerator for like an hour or two, they're going to be a little too cold, because as the colder they get, the flavors and the aromas are suppressed.
Oh.
So the right range is between like 50 and 60. Take it out, pour a few glasses, and just keep it out room temperature. And as it warms up, you'll start to see the wine change. You get more aromas, more flavors, a richer profile. Not too cold, that's the secret. But at the end of the day, wine is also meant to be enjoyed. So if you do prefer it ice cold or even with ice cubes, by all means, go for it.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com.